My name is Paula. Welcome to The Better Part, where each week we first listen to the Word of God, and then we think about what it means. We ask questions of it. We wonder. When we are 3 or 4, when we are 5 or 6, or even when we are quite old like me, we ask, "Who are you, God? And who am I with you?" Together, we hope to draw closer to the mystery of God. I'm so glad you are here. Let's begin. When we listen to the Bible, we hear about people following Jesus. Some of these people are disciples. Some of these people just follow him because they wonder about him. Nobody speaks about the kingdom of God the way Jesus does. When they are with him, people can just tell that something important will happen. They want to know more about him. What will Jesus tell them? Let's listen together to the Word of God. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." When the people want to know more about him, Jesus tells them, "I am the good shepherd." Interesting. We know that a shepherd takes care of sheep. We wonder where Jesus' sheep are. There do not seem to be any sheep around. Only people follow him. But Jesus does not say he is a shepherd. He does not say he is a good shepherd. He says he is the good shepherd. If he is the good shepherd, are there any other good shepherds? No. He is the one. Jesus says he is the good shepherd. We wonder, what makes him good? Maybe a better question is, who makes him good? The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He lays down his life for the sheep. It sounds like this is a gift. What does Jesus mean We know that Jesus dies on the cross. Maybe laying down his life means dying on the cross. Maybe dying on the cross is his gift for the sheep. But we also know that Jesus rises from the dead. Death is not the end. God fills him with the risen life, and he can never die again. We wonder if he lays down this life for the sheep too. Maybe the risen life of God is his gift for the sheep too. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, gives so much to the sheep, his whole life. Why does he do this? I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Jesus knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. Maybe he knows that the sheep need his life. Maybe that is why he lays down his life for them. We wonder how well Jesus knows his sheep. We do not even know who these sheep are. Do we? I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. Jesus knows the sheep in the same way that God knows Jesus. So how does God know Jesus? When Jesus is baptized, the heavens are torn apart and the Holy Spirit comes down upon him. And God the Father says, "You are my Son, the Beloved." Jesus is God's Son. Jesus is beloved by God. That means that God loves Jesus so much. If this is how God knows Jesus, by loving him so much, then this is how Jesus knows the sheep. The heavens are torn apart, the Holy Spirit comes down, and the Good Shepherd loves his sheep. He loves them so much. These sheep are so very special. We wonder about these sheep. They know Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Who could the sheep be? Who knows Jesus? The Good Shepherd gives his whole life to them. He loves them so much. How wonderful then to be a sheep of the Good Shepherd.